Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and we appreciate you listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. Drew Doherty on the phone with former Texan N.D. Kalu. N.D., thanks so much for joining us today. What do you got going on right now in the early part of, well, I guess it's the offseason, but not your offseason. What do you got going on these days?
Right now with Sports Radio 610, we're just analyzing the playoffs and the teams that made the playoffs. So we're staying busy with football. Unfortunately, we're not covering the Texans right now.
Yeah, what did you think about how the season wrapped up there for the good guys from Houston?
You know, some of the fans were frustrated, but I believe it was a success. Anytime you have your first winning season in franchise history, you have to look at it as a success and turning the corner, and the obvious next step is the playoffs next year.
What needs to happen first and foremost for, you know, the playoffs to come to fruition?
Keep Matt Schaub healthy. I mean, Matt Schaub's proven to be an elite quarterback when he's healthy, and I think if they could add some depth through free agency and the draft, that everything's going to fall into place. Right now, we see that every year this team gets better. When Kubiak first got here, he went from 2-14 to 6-10 to the 2-8-8 seasons, and now they have their first winning season. So you see this team is moving in the right direction, and I think next year's playoffs are bust.
Yeah, you talk about Schaub. How surprised were you that he's able to put up one of the 10 best seasons by a quarterback in NFL history?
I wasn't surprised. With Kubiak being an offensive-minded head coach and a great coordinator when he was in Denver, and Matt Schaub showed what he could do in the past, he just never had a chance to play a full season. You knew once he got 16 games under his belt, he was going to have a great year. So I wasn't surprised. I was just happy to see that he didn't get hurt this year.
Yeah, moving forward, some folks have talked about maybe adding or improving to the depth along the offensive line. What are your thoughts on that there on the interior at the guard, center guard position?
That's probably the one position that I think needs to be addressed through free agency, to get a veteran guard in there just in case you do have an issue where Chester Pitts or Mike Brizell or one of your starting interior linemen goes down. You don't want to be mixed matching different guys at the position. You want to have somebody that you have confidence in, that you can just roll them right into that position and not miss a beat. So I think guard and safety would be two positions that need to be addressed in the offseason.
Yeah, closer to home, all the reports talking about Rick Dennison possibly being this next offensive coordinator. What are your thoughts on all that? He's obviously one of Kubiak's best friends. He's got a wealth of NFL experience both as a player and as a coach. What do you think about the possibility of Rick Dennison joining the team?
I think no matter who they hire to be the offensive coordinator, it's not going to miss a beat. Because, again, Kubiak is offensive-minded, and he's going to have his thumbprint on all the calls that are called during the game. So, you know, this guy does have history in the NFL. He has history of success. He's a friend of Kubiak, so it's a natural fit. But the fact that it's the offensive side of the ball that's looking for a coordinator, I still don't think it's going to be a big issue because Kubiak is such an offensive great mind that they won't miss a beat. Now, if it was the defensive side of the ball where you're looking to fill in a coordinator, then you'll have an issue because, you know, Kubiak isn't quite as involved on the defensive side of the ball. But obviously Frank Bush is filling that role nicely, and that's not an issue. And on the offensive side, I think Kubiak's just going to, you know, lead the way, and the coordinator's going to follow his lead.
Yeah, you set up a natural next question. What did you think about the defense's transformation from those first 3 weeks to the way they played out the rest of the season?
Oh, it was awesome just to see that they started so poorly, but Frank Bush, he never lost hope in what he was doing. He knew what he was doing was going to work. It was just a matter of time for the defensive players to accept his new role as the defensive coordinator, not the defensive line assistant. He was more aggressive. He was more confident in his calls. It wasn't like the previous years where people were arguing over the defensive calls. Everybody knew what the call was going to be. They knew what their role was supposed to be, and they did it. And that was the biggest difference, and you saw it in their play after those first 3 weeks. I mean, the defense was tremendous.
How much of a factor in all of that was Bernard Pollard, do you think?
I mean, you know what? He's getting a lot of pub for bringing in that attitude and having that stinker that the defense didn't have, but I think just a lot of guys. There's multiple guys that you could look to. Brian Cushing, he's not a rookie. I mean, you know, you see guys like that once every 10 years that come in and make such an impact their first year that he just seems like a veteran when you see him on the field. Antonio Smith, I really like what he brought. He brought a special attitude to that defensive line. Then you got Mario Williams in the second Pro Bowl. He still playing at a high level, D'Amico Ryans. There's just so many guys on that defense. With the right leader, Frank Bush, they were going to shine, and that's what happened this year.
Yeah, what did you think about Mario's season? He gets back to the Pro Bowl. The sack numbers are not there, but is that sometimes maybe a misleading statistic?
Oh, definitely. When you look at Mario Williams, every offensive coordinator, they're trying to figure out where he's going to be. They're going to double-team him. They're going to sprint away from him. They want to try to make sure he's not a big factor in the game. So for him to finish with 9 sacks, and not only that, other people, like I saw a couple of sacks Antonio Smith got, Brian Cushion got, because the quarterback was trying to get away from Mario. So that's how he makes the people around him better. And, you know, you can't just look at the sack numbers. He also led the defensive line in tackles. Overall, he had a good season.
Well, ND, we know you got a busy schedule and you got a lot of other stuff going on. We thank you so much for your time. We look forward to hearing some more of you on Sports Radio 610. And hey, man, have a great offseason, okay?
Go Texans, and I appreciate it.
All right, the great ND Kalu. Thanks so much.